I mean, that was it was all very complicated when I was a kid. You know, my dad was Argentinian, my mom is Brazilian. They're both Jewish, and I didn't really know what the hell I was. And that was one of the reasons that I refused to kind of learn Spanish or Portuguese, and I never really enjoyed the whole Jewish thing whatsoever. So I really rebelled against that as well. So I was like, listen, I'm in America, I'm going to be an American. And that's all right for like a 13-year-old. Brazil was always very, in the beginning at least, it was a big curiosity, because I didn't get to go to Brazil until later in my life. I had never gone. So when I was when my dad moved down there and I was finally able to start going on a regular basis, I'd kind of had this entire life of being on the periphery of this Brazilian American community, and knowing so many people, and and knowing so much about Brazil, but without ever having gone there, it made for a very unique experience, is the truth. So then I became very, very curious. I started studying Portuguese. I went to university in Brazil, and I studied the Brazilian history, and became obsessed with Brazilian music, and started going down more and more and more. And I really think of São Paulo as my second city. It's a city I feel very, very comfortable in. I can drive my car around São Paulo almost as well as New York, and it's a really difficult, something I'm really proud of, because it's such a difficult city to drive around.